Tanya, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Justin.
Yeah, you doing well?
You know, I've been having some shoulder arm issues. I'm looking forward to going to Bergman's so they can hopefully help me figure it out. I thought it was like a rib out, like one of my ribs out, and I don't know if it's like maybe a torn muscle, but my range of motion in my left shoulder is kind of limited, and it's been going on since December.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a ligament, or does it feel like something structural like they could fix?
It feels like, you know, a muscle or a ligament. I mean, but also it's like in the shoulder joint.
Okay.
You know, like when I'm taking my, see, like going up the right there, it's like that area right there is, it's painful.
Oh my
God. I mean, I can still sleep and stuff, so that's really good, but. And you know, I have a body worker. She's really good, and she's been helping me with it. And, you know, after every time I see her, it gets a little bit better. So,
oh, that's good.
Time.
You know what I did one time? I think I tore my rotator cuff at one point. I was doing the same thing you were just doing, is taking my shirt off too quickly or something. And when I went like that, I think I tore something in my shoulder, and it took months to go back to normal. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. But you know what? You might want to try, Tanya, something that's free and something that you probably already know about, but I forget about this all the time. I'd be curious to see, have you tried tapping?
I haven't tried the tapping. I did get that ointment though, that you guys were talking about last week, that Dr. Christopher's.
Oh, you got that?
I did.
Oh, good.
But I used to do tapping years ago, and I just kind of fell off the trolley with it. But yeah,
I know it's one of those things where it's like I've used it with success on some things, but then I haven't been successful on some other things. So
yeah,
but it's always something I forget that's available, that's free, you know?
Yeah.
What is tapping?
I see Chris pretty regularly. Chris Keller, he's done some stuff with me on it too.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's, you know what? Have you tried any like DMSO gel or anything like that that you rubbed into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on top of it, huh? You've probably tried
as much as I can be. I'm sure there's stuff that I should be and could be doing, but I just haven't thought of it.
You know, there was a really good, I don't know if Dr. Bergman helped you or has done this on you, or Dr. DeWitt or one of the other doctors, but you know how you lay on your back at the chiro and he'll pull, like, I think he'll pull your arm out or pull your arm back and he'll crack your shoulder. Man, that feels so good.
I feel like Dr. Iden did that when this first, you know, it was just this weird little twinge or thing in my bicep right here, and I mentioned it to him, and I think he kind of did that, but it's you know, that was at the beginning stages. I don't know.
Yeah,
I hear you. It could be a multiple of things.
You know what?
I'm
it's funny with like ligaments and joints and things. It seems like they take so long to heal, and I have a like an injury on my foot right now that's like right at the front of your foot where it bends. You know, there's like that big ligament right there. And it's been like this for a long time, and maybe like 2 or 3 months. And so now I finally started to put some DMSO on it along with my magnetic pulsar, and my laser that I have. And I don't know why I never thought of using those things, but I'm using that, and it's probably 70% better, which is amazing.
Speaking of the laser, listening to your old, you know, past podcasts, you guys talk about that, I guess the Q laser or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I love that thing.
Is it still it still available in your store? I feel like I've looked for it and I can't find it.
No, it's been removed. And you know the story about the guy behind it, right?
No.
Dr. Larry Lytle was behind it. And unfortunately, I think he's in his early 80s now, and he's in prison now for, I think, 15 years.
What the fuck?
Right? I know. It's crazy. For making a laser that he used on horses, he used on animals, he used it on people, and he had this whole protocol, and I'm using it right now. I don't know if it's that or the magnetic pulsar. I kind of go back and forth, but the thing works. It's amazing.
Well, next time we link up, bring your laser. I want to use it.
I will. I will. Definitely. 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 Definitely.
Yeah. I want to get one.
I know. I think they pulled him off the market, and they really went after him big time. And I think they put him in jail. And I don't know if he made claims or why, you know, because you have to be so careful these days with products and claims. So I don't know what the story was. I wasn't able to sort of look into it, but I did look into some of the news articles. I mean, 81 years old, he's in prison for 15 years for a laser, you know, like a low-level laser therapy device. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's totally crazy.
I mean, talk about cancel culture, right? That's even worse.
Yeah.
I
don't know why we allow these people to get away with this shit. It boggles my mind.
I know.
It's mind boggling. Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm such a big advocate of having some of these tools. If you can invest, there's so many tools you can invest in, but if you can have some, I know you have some, and you know, if you can invest in some, I think if you're going to choose to put your money somewhere, I like investing in these types of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before they get pulled from the market.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Or the person who creates them gets put in jail. You know? Oh, it's crazy.
It's a Q laser. Shelley asked what kind of laser it is. And you have one, so you know better than I.
Mm-hmm. Here's the front of it right now. I use it while I'm working, and
you can
turn it on like this. So let me do
this.
Does it work
through the through the sky?
Here, I'll put it on your shoulder right now.
Yeah, it hurt.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an awesome device, and it's just unfortunate that they, you know, are doing these things. And I think that, you know, like they just don't want you to be able to heal at home. You know, I'd be curious though if the tapping worked for you. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'll
try experiment.
It.
Yeah.
I'll try
something
it.
I forget about. Stephanie, how's it going?
Going
doing
good.
Well? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
got
doing
back
great.
From the snow.
Oh yeah, where? In Tahoe, right?
Oh yeah.
How was that? Was it cold?
It was very cold, yes. But it's cold down here too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget where you're located.
Menlo Park.
Northern
California.
In Northern California. Okay.
20 minutes outside of San Francisco.
Okay. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we're not too far from each other.
Really? Where are
yeah,
you?
I'm an hour and a half above Sacramento.
Okay. Where?
Chico.
Chico. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're getting ready to open up the university to some percentage, like 25% or something like that.
So oh, they're gonna open up 25%.
I was in Squaw Valley. Last weekend.
You were where?
Squaw Valley.
Oh,
beautiful.
So, right, it's right on the border. It only took us 45 minutes to get to Reno from there. So. And we gambled and everybody won except for me. So I was very I'm a sore loser.
That's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. It was okay. As long as they won. The fact that I lost.
Hey, Jessica, what are you drinking? It looks like you're drinking some kind of blue water or something like a... Oh, wait. I think you're muted. Yeah, it looks like you're drinking something blue there. That looks really good.
No, it's decaf organic coffee.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like...
It's in my blue Hydro Flask.
There you go. There you go. Nice.
I did have my green drink already today, though. So.
Nice.
Green.
Nice. That's awesome. So you had your green juice in the morning and then coffee afterwards.
I just started drinking decaf again. I've been off of caffeinated coffee for about a month or about a year now.
Oh, really?
It was causing really bad heart. I was having heart problems last year.
Interesting.
Related to my thyroid, related to my adrenals.
Wow. Yeah. Did that help getting off of it?
Yeah, it helped. And I'm still on the Armour thyroid, but I'm weaning myself off because it'll be a year at the end of this month that I've been on Armour thyroid and I don't want to be on any medication. So I'm doing like these adrenal cocktails every day. And
nice.
I'm within 30 minutes of waking up, I'm drinking like, water, salt, lemon, a little bit of honey. And then within an hour, I eat something with fat, carb, protein, all combined, and doing the adrenal cocktail once a day. And then at night I have like this turmeric milk thing that I drink.
Now, how is do you like the adrenal cocktail?
I do. The one that I'm doing, I follow Krista Arecchio.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah. Yeah. And so it actually tastes really good.
Oh, wow.
Do you do that cocktail warm or hot?
It's cold. It's cool.
It's cool. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, the one I do with her.
Yeah, so what's her recipe? Because the one I've done before is the one from Morley Robbins. He's got an adrenal cocktail too. But
need to check that out. Yeah. Hers that I do is I get the Evolution orange juice.
Okay.
And I do the orange juice, and I do some pink Himalayan salt.
Uh-huh.
I do the collagen, and I do collagen. What's the other thing? I think that's it. Orange juice, collagen, pink Himalayan salt, and there's something else, but I'm blanking right now. It tastes kind of like an orange dreamsicle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got to get back onto doing that. There's so many little concoctions and drinks and different things you could do, right? You just kind of cycle on and off these things.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's been nice drinking decaf coffee on occasion. I just was a coffee addict, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and I just like the hot.
Do you know how they're doing the decaf? Cause I think there's two, I'm not a coffee, expert, but I think there's two ways of doing it. And one is with like a water method, and that makes it so that when they do a decaf, it's less toxic. There's less heavy metals in it.
Yeah. The other way is with formaldehyde.
That's right. That's
right. Oh dear. Okay.
How do you know, Tanya, can you ask? Because I don't drink decaf, but I know about those two ways of making it. Do you ask, or how do you find coffee that's not made? I guess organic would be the way to go.
Yeah, I would say organic should be good, but I don't know. Yeah, you would just ask the company or the health food store or wherever it is that you're.
Okay.
Could douse about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess just ask them how they make the decaf. Because, it's formaldehyde based. There's some sort of formaldehyde in that process.
In regular coffee, there's formaldehyde also?
No.
No, just the decaf.
I think it's just the decaf and how they do that process.
Yeah, it's the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I'll figure it out. I don't want formaldehyde.
A little less formaldehyde would be great.
I had enough shots growing up. I think I've probably got my fill of them.
Yeah. You know what I've been doing too? Shelly just mentioned she's substituted for coffee. Sometimes, have you guys ever used or made like shaga tea and then use that as a coffee alternative?
I like the Four Sigmatic brand. Have you seen that? Yeah, I really like Four Sigmatic.
Yeah, those are great. Those are great. Yeah, I'll do like, I'll buy the chunks off eBay, or I'll buy the chunks, somewhere online, and then I'll brew the tea, and that'll be my base instead of coffee.
Can somebody turn off their volume because their TV or something is in the background? It's driving me crazy.
I think, is it?
Maybe it was probably me. I'm muting.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to mute. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Stephanie.
No. It just, the noise in the background, I was trying to listen and I kept hearing this like background noise, like a radio or a TV or something.
Yeah, yeah, no worries, no worries. I see Bex here. This is
cool. Hi.
How are you, Bex?
I'm at our cabin in Pennsylvania, and usually I can't get the internet here. I have to drive someplace, but they must have put a tower somewhere because I'm able to get it. Of course, I'm using my phone, and I don't like the setup as well on the phone. I can't see everybody, just whoever's talking to me. But
oh, I see.
Yep.
Are you going to go to Miller's Organic Farms in Pennsylvania?
That's probably about a 4-hour drive. We're in the mountains. I looked that up already, how close Lancaster is, and it's over 4 hours, actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we come up here doing a little hiking, and I was actually going to go up the mountain and get on, but it's a little chilly out today, so I didn't want to sit out and just, you know, sit in the meeting where it was cold. So I came in the cabin, and it worked.
Wow, that's crazy, right? I wonder how that happened.
Yeah. They must have put a tower up. There's some guy. We talked to this one guy that we know here, and they put a tower up real close to his property, and he wrote a poem about it. It was so cool. He was talking about the dragon in the sky with the red eyes, and I was just shocked because he doesn't look like somebody that would be a poet, you know. And I told him, I said, you ought to have somebody write a song to that. That's awesome. But
Yeah, those towers are going up everywhere. Are you guys seeing the 5G towers go up everywhere? It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen any towers around our place recently, but they could be there, and I wouldn't know they were 5G anyway, probably.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because I'm seeing the big towers go up everywhere, but then I'm also seeing all the little ones. Like, if you look on, like, you know, light poles or something, you'll see these little kind of additions. They're not just a pole anymore, and those are apparently 5G as well. And I hope you guys have watched the 5G workshop we did. I think a lot of you have, with Ken Rolla.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh, yeah, you got to get on.
I'm wondering if Ken could make that Q laser.
Oh yeah. Yeah, right? that would drive him further underground, wouldn't it?
He's already on the fence of being underground, so
Yeah, Ken would be the person, I think, to make that, but I don't know if he would want to, because it's so crazy because you have these products out there like this. And, you know, if you develop a really awesome, maybe like red light therapy device or laser or any kind of tool, like, or even supplement, like, you can't say anything about it. You can make it, but you can't market it or talk about what it does. Like, you just have to be silent about it and just say it helps with your health, you know, something nebulous, you know,
crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Why? Because you'll get censored. Why can't you talk about it?
Well, we were talking before about Dr. Larry Lytle, who was on our show, and he made the Q laser, which I've been using recently, and he's in jail now. He's 80, I think 81 years old. And he made a low-level laser device. It's called LLLT, low-level laser or light therapy. And it's a acute device. I have it.
And that's what you were showing. Okay.
Yeah, it's this thing. And he's in jail now. He's 81. He's in jail, I think, for 15 years.
That's awful,
right?
Oh, what's his name again, Justin?
Dr. Larry Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. And if you go on and search, you'll find a bunch of articles about his court case and stuff, and then you'll find a bunch of articles about him.
I should write him a letter.
Yeah.
Totally. What do they charge him with?
I don't know exactly, but my guess is that he made some claims. You know, he might have made some claims about his laser, or maybe he was not careful enough to avoid making claims, kind of thing. You know,
they will give you jail time for that.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, 81 years old.
He's not put away yet. That's crazy.
You know what's so crazy about this whole world? Like, I would rather people make claims and just remove, because the government's like, their whole thing is like, oh, we don't want to, you know, people to get harmed by products, right? That's their cover story. Their real story is they want to prevent any competition from pharmaceutical drugs, right? So their story is we don't want the public to be harmed by snake oil salesmen and stuff like that, right? So that, since that's what they're saying, I would rather just have anyone make any claim they want. And then it's on the consumer to do their research and to figure out. And if they get scammed, you know, no big deal. But you know, I'd rather have the option of choosing whether or not I'm going to buy something instead of just the censorship. It's and jail time. It's crazy.
And yeah. More than that, the pharmaceutical companies can do the vaccines and have no liability. So,
exactly. Isn't that cool?
Isn't it crazy that they could use the word cure?
Double standard.
Right? It's weird. It's weird when I hear medical people use the word cure. I still just can't get over that. It's like, I'm so jealous that they can even use that term, you know?
They don't use cure. They don't even say, we don't even know how you got this or what this is from, or, you know, they don't know anything. Out of all the money that people have donated for all these years, they don't know anything.
I know. It's nuts.
Pretty pathetic.
It's so, double standard is for sure. Yeah, I would rather just be able to make informed decisions, you know, like caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, and they take responsibility for their own. If they get scammed out of, you know, $1,000 product and it doesn't work, then, you know, that's on them. But to put an 81-year-old guy in jail like that, to me, is not, I don't know, it's not ethical.
So, Justin, can you still get that tool that you have? Or can you not
get anymore? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet not, yeah.
Yeah.
So he actually went into production with them. And
wait, what's up here?
Yeah, you have one. He was producing them.
Yeah, well, he had them made. You know, he developed the science behind it and the schematics and all the technology behind it. And then I don't know where he had them made, but someone was making them for him.
Now, what do you do with it? I got in here a little bit late, I guess. The laser device.
Well, there's whole protocols that you can do for, you know, different ailments and things. But right now I'm using it. I was just telling Tanya, because she was mentioning her shoulder was you know, injured right now. And so I have a foot injury right now, and I don't know how I got it, but it's that tendon on the top of your foot where it bends, you know? And it's been injured like this, really sore. Like, I can't move on it. And it's been like this for a couple months, like 3 months or so. And for me, tendons always take a long time to heal unless I do something about it. And so I was telling Tanya that I've been using this on the top of my foot. I cycle on between that, and I have this magnetic pulser here from Sota. I don't know if you can see this. And I've been cycling these two things on it, and it's probably 70% better, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
are you still rebounding?
What's that?
Are you still rebounding every day?
I haven't rebounded in probably the 2 months that I've been injured with this, because I don't want to aggravate it, but I miss it and I can't wait to get out and do it again. Are you rebounding?
I got a rebounder for my mother-in-law. She's in her 70s and
nice.
She doesn't get out of her room. And her daughter and I were talking this weekend. So I said, you know, I have my trampoline. And she wanted to get on it at one point, but then I moved it into my bedroom. So then, you know, it was out of her sight. Uh-huh. So I said, well, we need to get her something with a handle so she can hold on to it.
Yeah.
But I think she was really excited when I put it together for her the other night. So I'm hoping it helps and it gets her moving.
Yeah. Rebounding is, I cannot emphasize that enough. It's such a great exercise. It's the only exercise you can do, in, as far as my understanding goes, that works the lymphatics, you know, as much as it does. Like, you can jump rope, you know, but that's really hard on your joints. Like, rebounding is such a great, it's such a great anti-cancer, anti-disease, anti-sickness exercise. Yeah.
You can start out slow, you know, and you don't, right? Yeah. You just keep. So I said, just if you just bounce right now for a good, you know, 15 minutes a week and get it going. So, because it does strain. I mean, you can really feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Someone want this?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Not one in my office.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
Everybody. Do you have a yoga ball?
A yoga ball. We used to, but I don't know what happened to it. We should buy another one.
You could bounce on that in lieu of.
That's true.
Sitting on it and bouncing.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm. Yeah. I think that, like, you know, there's a reason why in every alternative cancer clinic, they have rebounders, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Along with the AquaCure machine that is in Japan. Don't they use those a lot in the hospitals? I thought George Weissman said that.
Oh, yeah, the AquaCure. Apparently, it's the number one antiviral they use in Japan.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you still using yours, Beck, I hope?
Oh, yeah, every day. Well, of course, I'm not here, but every day I do that in the morning.
Do you bubble bath water with it yet?
I have twice.
No way. Have you really?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I should be coming to you for advice. How did that work out?
Oh, I loved it. Very comfortable. Yeah.
Wow.
But George said he's working on something that we do ourselves, but he hasn't quite made the video yet because I just use that little diffuser stone.
Uh-huh.
And he has something bigger. And he said he would have it come out and saying how to make. I thought through Amazon you could get something, and I don't know what else. And he said it's a lot nicer.
Yeah, I think it's for his bathtub protocol, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be just for that.
Yeah, I should start doing that. I haven't done that yet, but I've just been breathing it and drinking the water. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Yep.
Have you, Beck, so you're in Pennsylvania now, so yeah. you're having a cold winter. Have you gotten sick at all this past winter at all?
Not at all. Nice. One day I got where I couldn't really say I was sick. I just wasn't feeling right.
Uh-huh.
I babied myself for a couple of days, and that was one of the things I did was take the bubble bath with the hydrogen and then breathing that and drinking it. And I think it was just I wasn't taking care of myself. You know, sometimes you overdo or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or overindulge on things you shouldn't be doing. And you know, then I felt great. Otherwise, you know, I've been good. No colds at all.
Nice. Nice. But, that's great.
I also get outside. If there's sun out, boy, I'm out there.
I hear that.
And today it's sunny.
What are you doing for like supplements and things or in diet for staying healthy this winter?
Okay. I was better last year. I had a black radish seed supplement from Dr. Tent.
Okay.
Really good for respiratory. And I just kind of did that for maintenance when I was afraid of this thing when it first started. And I was taking the food grade vitamin C also from his site. And there was a couple other things that I'm not real religious on.
Uh-huh.
And I did put myself on a parasite cleanse also from Dr. Tent just because I think a good thing to do. I want to do that once a year. And other than that, not a whole lot.
Oh, cool.
So yeah,
I've been doing more copper, and I've been doing more selenium, and I feel like that's been really a game changer for me.
Oh, that's right. And I do the magnesium too.
Nice.
I forgot about it. Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Have you guys joined the Extreme Health Academy podcast yet?
Oh,
have you? Guys? Okay, let me put a link in the thing because I'm curious how, you know, if you have, how it's working for you. So what we've done recently is we're converting all of our courses and video content into audio format so that you can get access to it on the go and listen on your phone.
I did see that. I just didn't do anything about it yet.
Okay, let me log in. Let me put the link in the
chat. How do you access it?
What's that, Tanya?
How do you access it, the podcast? Do you just go to the podcast icon on your iPhone, or is it inside the Academy?
So I put a link in the chat room for it right now. So what you have to do is since it's a private podcast, it's available like on your iTunes and wherever, but you can't search for it. It's not in the index. So because it's private, you have to put your name and email address in, and then it should give you a special link to copy into your podcast player. And so once you do that, then you'll have access to everything. And I'm curious, you know, I'm just curious because we just launched it, and I'm just curious if those of you that have joined, what you think of it, and what kind of content you want us to put in there.
Will you email me that link?
Sure. Yeah.
Please.
For sure. I put it in the chat room, but I know that.
I know, but that's when do we see that? It's a couple months away, so it doesn't do me.
Well,
any
this
good.
Is what's yeah, but the links. Yeah, I'll send you the link. Actually, I'll do that right now on your email.
So I get these emails from you all the time, from you answering questions, and I've one topic I'm interested in. It says, you know, if you want to go to this topic, so I go to the try to go to the topic, and it says you don't have authority to get in there. You don't have access. Yeah. It happens every time that I.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
So and then I have to log in. But
okay. Well, I think the software will log you out. I think if you haven't logged in and because that just happened to me right now, and it made me log in again because it kicks you out after a couple weeks or a week or something like that. So yeah, it's just like Yahoo Mail or something like that. If you don't log in for a certain amount of time, it'll just kick you out and make you log in again. So hopefully that works.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've had the same problem. Even when I'm logged in, I'll go to a course and it will say, sorry, you can't get to this access. Is there different levels of membership?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you email? I need to make sure that, there's only monthly and yearly, so you should be able to get access. So can you email me and let me know so I can look at your account and see if there's something weird about it?
Yeah, well, because what's weird about it is that some of them I can get in and some I cannot.
How bizarre is that? Okay.
Yeah, I can get in all of them. So.
Yeah, I can too.
Okay. So, Lynn. Okay, yeah, if you can send me an email, I definitely want to know about that so I can fix it for you for sure.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. So is anybody else doing anything interesting for their immune systems this year?
I bought the MSM.
Or MS. Mineral Miracle Solution. Yeah, MS.
Right. Oh, you did?
I did. I got it. Well, because I want my one daughter to use it.
Uh-huh.
So, but the thing is, I have to get into a private session with Carrie in order to ask her how to use it. I did order her book that she has online, so I'm going to see what's in there, and then I just have to get all the specifics from my daughter of what's going on with her, so then I can, you know, figure out what she needs to take.
Okay.
Is your daughter compromised?
Yeah, what's going on with her?
Well, she has horrible yeast. She was doing a lot better. In high school, she had an eating disorder and all these different issues. And then this doctor said, oh, you need a booster for the HPV. Oh, and the son of a gun gave her the HPV shot. And then she didn't get her period for almost a year. And so I was ripping them up one side and down the other. And then she gets her period. But she's had a lot of yeast problems since. So I know she's got, parasites or something.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm going to put a product in here that I have heard a lot about over the years. I've never tried it, but I've listened to and I've communicated as well to the owner of this website. And it's a product called Yeast Control. It used to be called Cyclovir, but it's a 100% natural product. So I'll put it in the chat room for you, and that could be something to look at in the meantime.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't vouch for it because I've never used it, but I've heard lots of great things about it. So I can tell you that, yeah.
Don't make any claims now, Justin.
It will help your daughter become healthier. How about that?
Well, yeah, it's just that she's 28 now, so it's been a long time, so I didn't know how effective.
Yeah. Yeah, that product used to be called Cyclovir, Cyclovir. I don't know why he called it, but now it's changed to Yeast Control. And I hear it's really good.
Sounds like a big pharma name.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's why he moved away from it.
And who, where, what website do I get it from?
It's in the chat room. It's called worldhealthmall.com.
World Health? Okay.
Worldhealthmall.com, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because certain people are willing to sort of do all the protocols and to really change their diet and lifestyle and to make all these massive changes. And then some people just want to take a pill. You know, they just want to take a supplement.
No, she's so, I mean, everything's vegan with her. She's gluten-free now. She's really been working hard on it, but she's got this. She used to call me all the time. She doesn't call me anymore. You know, I'm serious, communicate a lot. And it's like, and even my sister-in-law said this weekend, she said, what's going on with Samantha? Because she has changed since this stupid shot. And I know that it's heavy metal.
Did you say she didn't get the COVID shot, did she?
No, she got the HPV booster, the son of a, because she was just turning like 26 or, yeah, the end point, you know, where they say you get it till you're 26.
Yeah.
She was just turning 26 and the slime balls. Oh my God.
And she was fine before that?
Yes. She had worked herself through a lot of it. Wow. I mean, it wasn't completely. She's still moody, but you know, that's what girls. But
if you have yeast overgrowth, Candida, it will affect the way you think. Like changes you.
Yeah. Well, and then always constantly having vaginal problems, you know, always going in and then getting more antibiotics, right? So that's making her worse. And that's why I want to get her away from that. She's got to go.
Justin, what was that site?
For the yeast, it's in the chat room. It's worldhealthmall.com. And it's the product is Yeast Control. We were going to have him, the owner, on our show years ago because he's a really interesting guy. But I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think we stopped. I don't know what happened, but yeah, it's a good one. Oh, tea tree oil.
Is this too hard for her? I mean, I know you're offering this, but do you think that this isn't a good thing for her to take, or
unless they've changed the actual ingredients, I don't think they have. But I think this would probably be pretty good. It'd probably be pretty soft for her, pretty gentle. And I would try that. I would definitely try that. But obviously, you know, this is much more than just a thing. Like, you know, she would have to change her diet and stop taking those injections that are, you know, filling her with heavy metals and changing her gut flora. You know, it's a much deeper thing, but, you know,
always had bad stomach problems. You know, she's always had constipation and all that. Even when she changed to become a vegan and stuff, she's even so always since she was younger. So.
Yeah. It's difficult helping, you know, people like her because she's once removed from me. So I'm not sure what her level of commitment is and stuff, but
very committed.
Very committed. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Why does she take the shots and all that?
She went into the doctor's office and they just said, oh, well, maybe you should take. You know, she just got conned into it. She doesn't take any other shots. And I couldn't believe that she actually did it. I was so surprised.
Wow.
But you know how they can just do that to you. You go in there and you think that they're doing right by you. And
it's almost like doctors, you know, take a class on like, you know, psychological, you know, tactics or something. Cause I don't know how people go in there for, you know, something so minimal. And then they end up taking these drugs and getting these injections. You know, the doctors are pretty persuasive.
Hey, my 89 years old and had cancer and they gave her a flu shot.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Went in the room and she goes, oh, I got my flu shot today. And I said, what?
I know. Yep.
And she goes, oh, yeah, it's fine.
Wow.
I know.
You said that your daughter, that there's an antibiotic thing going on. Why is she?
Because she's getting like either, she's getting UTIs or something where she has sex and she just has all kinds of problems afterwards. You know, I don't want to talk about her sex life, but, you know. And so that's why she goes in and gets the antibiotics. And so I don't know. Really.
It's a vicious, vicious cycle. And that's how I first got, you know, a yeast. I had a UTI this is when I was 16 years old. They gave me antibiotics. And for years afterward, I had yeast issues.
Every time.
She has to stop taking the antibiotics. I can send you a, or I'll go and grab it. It's from the health food store. It's this kidney herbal thing. And it's the second you start to feel a UTI coming on, you start taking these herbal pills and it freaking knocks it out.
Okay.
And two, before she has sex, she has to clean her area. And so does he. The areas have to be clean. That's what's starting that whole cycle.
Okay.
I used to get them a lot. I think it started, I was in Mexico and went in a hot tub. And I got really sick about, 3-4 hours later. And I had never had a UTI up to that point. This was probably about 10 years ago, I'd say, roughly. And then I was very susceptible for them. What happened was the doctor on the resort came in and I told him my symptoms and I said, I'm pretty sure this is how bad I got. Somebody talked me into taking a shot of tequila. And so I went to the bathroom and I felt like this electric current, like, and I thought, man, that must have been some strong tequila, but no, it wasn't. It was a UTI coming. And, then I just started getting worse. I got sick. I went in the room, turned off the air conditioning, put on socks, pants, a jacket, went in bed, put the blankets on me. I just felt awful. Started passing blood. Oh, and the doctor finally got to the resort and I told him my symptoms and what I thought it was. And he goes, yep, you're right. And he gave me, I mean, they wanted cash, of course. And he gave me a strong antibiotic and it knocked it out. But then after that, I was real susceptible to them. So I started taking, I think it's pronounced Buchu and cranberry and then D-mannose.
D-mannose. And those,
that helps me now. If I feel I'm getting anything, I start popping them like jelly beans. I might take 10 a day because it's food and it'll knock it right out.
What's the product, Beck?
Cranberry and Buchu or Buku or something like that. That's one of them. And then D-mannose.
Yeah, Kate takes D-mannose and she says the same thing with some apple cider vinegar and some probiotics and things. But I've never heard of the one you're mentioning. That's interesting. I'll have to look that
up. I have them all the time at home. And if I go away, like now when I want to go away, I always take them with me. Just if I, but you know, after you've had them, that funny feeling. And I'll just start popping them.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was, I used to get occasional ones and then I took the antibiotics and I was fine, you know. So, but she was getting, it was just so much. And I thought, you know what, you're not going to even be able to have kids with the weight, you know. It just seemed like she was suffering all the time and the doctors didn't. So
it's crazy to me how they're like popping these things like candy, you know, and Dr. Massey, who's become a friend of ours. He's a lot of his content is inside here in the Academy. He's got a lot of content, but he's a former medical doctor. And he was telling me that the human biome is supposed to have around 1,000 different strains of bacteria. You know, not bacteria themselves, but different types of bacteria, 1,000 different types. And I think we're down to about less than 300 now as a culture, because of, you know, popping these antibiotics, they're killing. And what he was telling me was that he thinks now some of these bacteria are being killed, like permanently, like gone forever, like just basically gone out of your gut forever and never coming back. And if you don't have certain types of bacteria, you know, that's going to affect everything. That's going to affect your food allergies, food sensitivity is going to affect how you digest your food. It's going to affect the autoimmune response. It's incredibly, people just do not understand how important it is to avoid taking antibiotics. Like it's not a small deal. It's like people take them and it's like, it's no big deal, but this is like permanently killing some of the bacteria in your gut forever. And you know, it's just people pop on my candy. Oh, what is that?
Tiffany, this is the
I see
Nature's
it.
Way kidney bladder.
All right.
Let me put that on there.
Way. All right. Thank you.
Justin, you were asking what else people are doing for their immune system and strengthening your immune system. And I wanted to let you know that I took you up on one of your recommendations to Susan Weed's website.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So I want to thank you because so here are all my dried herbs that I ordered. I have some stinging nettle, raspberry, astragalus, comfrey, because I'm going through sort of a bone healing, you know, post surgery for the tooth I broke.
Okay.
And I took this, you know, I invested $40-$45, I think, to learn about what Susan does. And in essence, she teaches, one of the things she does is she teaches people how to make, this is so funny because she has her granddaughter with her, so they say it together.
Uh-huh.
But she calls it nourishing herbal infusions. Mm-hmm. She makes nourishing herbal infusions. So I got my jars, you know, and I labeled all my jars, and she makes you make sure that you actually weigh it. So it's 1 ounce of herb to 1 quart of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you seal it and you let it sit anywhere between 4 to 10 hours. And then I decided to just kind of combine all of mine, you know, into a refrigerated pitcher, and so that I can drink all of that. You guys, I have to tell you, the last few days that, you know, since I started it, I hiked 10 miles yesterday and I still had energy to come home and do stuff. whereas before I would be so just drained and exhausted. So it's interesting. And it's funny because it lines up with kind of where I am in my journey to healing. Like we were talking about with Kate the other day, like I'm sort of reassessing how I feel about healing and health. And I used to be the person that kind of dragged my body around and then, oh, don't worry, I have a supplement I can pop to, you know, take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like it's such a different approach to actually like care for your body and nourish it and not just like, well, I'll just pop a supplement for that. So apparently like the minerals and vitamins and the stuff that's in these nourishing herbal infusions is so amazing. So I have definitely noticed a huge difference. So thank you for recommending that. My purpose for doing it was comfrey because of trying to heal my tooth and this bone graft I had. And it's given me way more benefits beyond that.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. She's an incredible herbalist. And the difference between what she says versus what other people are saying is like, you know, there's a difference between like a decoction of a tea versus an infusion. So like you said before, her recipes call for an infusion, which is 1 ounce by weight, not 1 ounce by volume. So when you buy the little scale, and you weigh it out, like 1 ounce of comfrey could be almost like half a mason jar full of herbs. It's by weight. Yes. And so you pour the boiling water over that and then you put the lid on and just put it in your sink or in a bowl or something. So if it cracks, you know, you don't mess the counter up, but, and then you let that sit overnight and strain it in the morning. And then you drink the rest of that per day. And it's a 5-day protocol, right? And,
yes.
And you take 2 days off like the weekends.
So it's a commitment and I'm committed to doing it for a couple months and see how it does. But I love exactly what you said. So, you know, I was sort of, I had this misconception that a supplement would be stronger, more potent, or like a tincture would be more potent. But she does such a great job. It's like a 12 slide course. So like maybe an hour and a half course where she teaches you the difference between tinctures, supplements, and this nourishing infusion that she makes. And actually the concentration is so much higher because of the 1 ounce by weight and the, you know, sitting there infused for 10 hours. It gets very potent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing that for about, gosh, a year, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And I just have, it's one of those things that you just, you forget, you know, but if you go to Mountain Rose Herbs, there's 5 herbs that, are part of it. It's like comfrey, lindenflower, oat straw, nettle, and there's something else. And you buy the herbs, you can buy them.
Herbs.
Yeah, Mountain Rose Herbs. And what's cool is that you can buy for like $100, you could get enough that will last you, I think, 6 to 8 months or more if you do them every day. You know what we should do? We should do like a 2-week challenge or something where we do something like this and talk about see how it's affecting us.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love that because I need to get back to doing that.
I need something to challenge me.
Yeah. Well, next month we're going to be doing a 7-day liver challenge. So, if you guys want to start thinking about that, things you can do for your liver, and because I put together on the yearly protocol I have, the healthy organ or the self care guide. April is the month of the liver, so we're going to be working on that next month. But I think we should do this herbal infusion challenge. That would be really cool.
Yeah. You need to get oat straw and a couple more that you mentioned that she talks about, those 5. You're right. They were out. They were sold out on the website where I got it.
Where did you buy it? Because I got mine from Mountain Rose Herbs. Where did you get yours?
Oh, yeah. I got it from, I have to look at my email, and it just arrived. It actually came from the Pacific Northwest up there, up in that area. But it was like organicherbs.com or something like that.
Oh, cool.
But it's great because they sell like, mushroom mix. I got some chaga and some reishi, so that you were saying about making that chaga tea. Mm-hmm. The way I take my vitamin C is like from this kamu berry. So they have that. They have a lot of really good stuff.
Is it herborganic.com?
Let me see. It is.
I just typed in organic herbs and then herb organic came up.
So it says, okay, UPS was delivered. This came from, interesting. While I'm looking for this, I wanted to say, Justin, that I love the DMSO. I want to put a plug in for that as well. I had sprained my foot in a jet skiing accident, and I had jammed it so bad. And the only thing that gave me relief from my pain was that stuff. And I used the gel DMSO, and it's like it stings and it prickles. It's so such a strange feeling. But you're right. It really works.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible stuff. I've been using it on my foot recently. We had a lady on our show. Let me put the link to her website. It's a book, but she actually sells it as well. And it's Amanda Vollmer. I don't know if you guys know about her.
Yeah, she's Canadian. That's how I learned about it from watching your interview with her.
She's awesome. She is so
She's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
very cool.
She taught me so much stuff. And yeah, I was like, I didn't get the order from her yet, but at least I ordered that DMSO gel on Amazon. Okay, the name of this site is Essential Organic Ingredients.
That's the website?
Mm-hmm. EssentialOrganicIngredients.com. They have amazing stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm going to put a link to that. I've never heard of them before.
Oh.
Okay. That's cool. And so you got your herbs from there. Because when I got mine from Mountain Rose Herbs, I think I bought like 2-pound bag of each one of those, all 5 of those herbs that Susan Weed talks about. And for a 2-pound bag and for 5 bags for $100 that would last for 6 to 8 months, that's a pretty good deal.
Wow. I need to go to your website and check it out.
Yeah, that DMSO should be in everybody's medicine chest. Oh my gosh. Yep. Yeah.
It's a miracle. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't walk. My big toe and my foot was so jammed and in so much pain. And it's funny because, again, I come from the old world, but at night, my grandma said, here's what you do at night. You wrap it in cabbage leaves and put a sock on it. And I would wake up and actually it would pull inflammation out. Like the cabbage leaves have a healing property that, it would not be as swollen and inflamed and screaming at me. So I could actually walk on it when I woke up. And then I would put DMSO cabbage leaves and a sock and my pain subsided. It started like moving and functioning.
So, you know, I suspect it's the sulfur in that cabbage that goes through the skin.
Wow.
But they did that for meningitis too, the cabbage leaves.
What's that, Ben?
The what?
Did you guys ever hear that they do that for mastitis also?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah Kate was going to do that.
Okay. I nursed all of our kids, but I never used it because I never heard of it back then. But my daughter did when she got it really helped.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
There's a lot. Yeah. And I wish I did, but I guess better late than never.
Yeah, there's so many really cool protocols out there, like, this DMSO and something like that. You can buy DMSO for cheap. It lasts forever. You can have it at home. And if you understand how to use it, you can use it for so many different things, transdermally, as well as you can ingest it as well. And the beauty of DMSO is like it not only has amazing abilities to heal and regenerate tissue, but since it's a sulfur-based compound, it helps to bring oxygen to any tissue that it interacts with. But then also what's cool about it is that you can essentially absorb vitamins and minerals through your skin. And there's really no need for injections of anything now that we know about DMSO. And so, like Bridget said, DMSO is used intravenously worldwide for cancer. People will do that intravenously in many cancer clinics. It's an amazing substance. And there's a reason, again, like this laser with Larry Lytle, like they really tried to go after DMSO and to get it taken off the market, you know, and if they're really demonizing something like that, you know that there's something to it. And Amanda Vollmer, I would recommend going to her website, reading her book and learning about how you can use DMSO. It's incredible.
Yeah. I ended up getting her book. I love it.
Yeah, she's amazing. We should have her. You know what? I wanted to get her in. Oh, there you go, Tanya. See, she's got it. She had, so her publisher told her, she told me that her publisher didn't want her to add in some of the more advanced protocols that she uses with DMSO because it basically reverses disease, right? I wonder if she would be able to, you know, do something for the academy here as a workshop and do some of her advanced treatments put in her book.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be cool.
She might be able to, you know.
Spell her last name for me.
It's Vollmer. V-O-L-L-M-E-R.
That sounds right.
Tanya's got her book. It's just Vollmer.
Oh, yeah, it's Vollmer.
Okay. Amanda Vollmer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would buy her, I would go on her website and get her DMSO and just have it on hand, you know. Super, super important.
It blows my mind that when you mention the names of these things to people, they have no idea. Like, they've literally never heard of DMSO. And what really cracked me up is, you know, when I was shopping around and I went to Google it, it's so funny. The first thing Google tells you is, don't use this. People die from it. It might be used on horses, but it has like a huge, long, you know, list of terrible side effects that will like put you, you know, in the grave practically or leave you, you know, discombobulated for the rest of your life. And then also for the herbs I was shopping for, I have to laugh because honestly, like once you learn the truth and you see how hard they work to suppress it, and I'm like, this is hilarious. They're telling me how these flowers and herbs are going to kill me, but yet they're promoting, you know, vaccines and you know, antibiotics and things that have been proven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's crazy. It's hilarious. People just don't know. It's You know, it's like that verse that talks about my people perish for a lack of knowledge. It's so true. Like people that don't know what's out there, like, and I feel like I'm constantly researching. I'm constantly learning and listening to podcasts and talking to people and reading articles and all the research that I'm doing. I still probably, and anyone really, it's only possible to know so much, right? Like, Dr. Bergman and me combined and all of you and all of us combined only probably know less than 1% of what's actually out there. For us to know, you know, the amount that we know just immediately removes all fear from anything that you could be afraid of. And imagine if we knew 20, 30, 40, 50% more, fear just goes away. Like, you don't have to be afraid of these things they're trying to get you afraid about, you know, and it's on us to learn.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of anything. You know, the only thing I would ever go to a doctor for is if I broke a bone or was under. Otherwise, I feel like I'm my own physician and I don't have a doctor. I don't want one. And it is great. It's great when you have that a little bit of knowledge of how to take care of yourself.
Oh, man. I know. I know. It's so helpful, right?
I was called a fake doctor, though.
What's that?
I was called a fake doctor. I was trying to help a gal that thought she had Lyme, and I gave her a lot of things to look up, and I told her about the chlorine dioxide, and she ended up getting it, and, you know, I was just doing it to be nice, and then I received a grapevine. This nurse practitioner called me a fake doctor.
Oh, wow.
Which I was kind of funny. I said, I never claimed to be a doctor.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing because you're threatening them, you know, if you know things that they don't know, somehow you're, you know, an imposter or you're a conspiracy theorist or whatever you are, they'll just label you as something. But really, you just know different things than they do, but they're threatened by that, you know?
Well, so. I did come back with the person that told me about it. I said, well, you know what? You can just tell her that she doesn't have the monopoly on health. Sorry. You know,
I like that. Yeah.
Go ahead. She ran out and got the vaccine too and just thinks it's just the most wonderful thing in the world. And I go ahead. You're going to have a problem a couple years down the road.
Yeah.
Yes, hey, Justin.
Oh, go ahead, Renee. Yeah, sorry.
My my doctor fired me yesterday.
Really?
Congratulations.
What happened?
I went in and he pretty much told me that I was done. My heart was finished, that there was nothing to do about it. My lungs weren't going to get enough blood to them, and my ankles were going to keep oozing, and it is what it is what his final words were.
Wow.
And this was in relation primarily to your heart or to other organs?
Yeah, I have COPD too, and he's saying that they're pretty much finished, and it is what it is. That was his final words on it.
That is so not true. My goodness.
It wasn't my final words to him, is reason why I got fired.
Wow. What did you say to him?
He told me to find another doctor.
What's that?
He told me to find another doctor.
What did you say to him before that? That there's other options?
I'm not done. I'm still breathing.
Wow.
I was asking him questions about magnesium and trying to get him to test me for some more different things. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me that wasn't going to matter and that there was no reason to do that. And I'm like, look, if the insurance don't pay for it, I will pay for it. I have had this doctor for 35 years.
Wow.
You know, and I was telling him, I said, you know, he was like, that's not going to help. It's not going to help. And I said, you know what? I said, I've been here for 35 years. I said, look at the shape that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Is that a testament to me? I agree. I have not been the best patient, but you have not been the best doctor either.
Wow.
He told me, I need to find another doctor.
Wow. Now, are you going to a natural doctor as well, or primarily?
I don't have anybody right now. I had a great naturopathic doctor, but he moved off to, I can't think of where he's at now. Anyway, he moved off and left me.
Oh, wow. You know,
Justin, can I say something?
Please, sure. please.
I'm live for the first time. I'm excited to do this, but I just want to comment on that because this is what drives me crazy with the healthcare industry. That's just absolutely unacceptable, the answer that he gave you. So I'll tell you, I'll type in my cell phone number for you. You feel free to text and ask me questions at any time, but there's a lot of different things you can do. One question I want to ask with your COPD, which medications and how long were you on those medications before diagnosed with COPD?
Before being diagnosed or after?
Before.
Oh, I wasn't taking any of it before.
You were on no medications?
pain pills.
Okay. How long were you on pain pills?
Oh, a long time. I've on pain pills for probably 20 years total.
For what? Why were you on pain pills?
I have 8 messed up discs in my back, and they tell me that I need 2 hip replacements, and I messed my foot up when I was 18, and just chronic pain.
Did you, were you in an accident, or what causes bulging discs?
I jumped off a 2-story building.
Oh, okay, goodness. Well, that might do that. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. But did they tell you all the side effects of the pain pills and what that was going to do and how that would deplete every mineral and every vitamin that's crucial for your well-being?
No, absolutely not, no.
So that's the problem is like what doctors should be doing is looking for what's missing and replenishing that or looking for what's there that needs to be removed. They've made healthcare very complex and it's very simplistic. When everything that your body needs is put in place, the body will work together synergistically in harmony and everything goes on perfectly fine. But the healthcare system, they want us sick. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. But don't ever give up on your well-being because that's in your control. No doctor can determine where you're going to end up. So I mentioned the Argentin 23 earlier. Mm-hmm. I have quite a few patients with COPD. It's hydrosol silver, the purest molecule of it's a nanoparticle of colloidal silver. If you put that in a nebulizer, that is huge for COPD.
Argentin?
I'm going to put it in the little group chat here.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a lot of different things I can, share with you guys on different. I'm going to try to log into these Zooms every week, but don't ever let a doctor tell you what your outcome is because that's not up to them. They are not God. They cannot predict where you're going to end up, and that's unacceptable.
I agree.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you know what? I'm going to put also a link to the nebulizer that we use. It's just called the Omron nebulizer, and that's a great, great tool to have. Everyone should have a nebulizer.
I have a nebulizer.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
I got a couple of them.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different concoctions, Renee, you could put into those nebulizers. You know, generally when they were first developed, they were really developed for like the medical industry and to dispense pharmaceutical drugs and those things. But what we do in the natural world is we use these nebulizers for natural substances. And there's all kinds of things you can do from different forms of magnesium to silver. There's all kinds of things you can do on a regular basis with a nebulizer. Everyone should have one.
I've done colloidal silver before, and I just started doing that bicarbonate, magnesium bicarbonate.
Great, great. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really great. You're on the right path with that one because 3,752 enzymes are affected out of our 9,000 enzymes by magnesium. So magnesium isn't just this thing where, oh, it affects 300 different metabolic processes. Out of your 9,000 enzymes, 3,700 of them are affected by magnesium. So if you want to move the needle the most, magnesium should be on everyone's protocol.
Can I comment on magnesium as well?
Please, yeah.
Okay, so magnesium is one of the most important minerals in the body. And I'll tell you, I've done a lot of addiction and issues like that here, anxiety, depression. And primarily the cause of those situations are lack of magnesium. People that don't have adequate amount of magnesium don't produce dopamine and serotonin at the proper levels. So when they consume sugar or alcohol or a drug or become depressed, it's because those things are mimicking dopamine and serotonin, which is why your body keeps craving that addiction. So when people go through treatment for rehab, they usually always relapse because they're not looking at the root cause of replenishing what's missing. So they can go through rehab all day long, but they're never going to get better unless you put back what needs to be there. And that's a fact, 100% fact, scientifically proven.
I think I've been low magnesium a long time. The more I read, because my heart, I had to have a heart ablation done years ago. And the more I read, I think that it was probably magnesium deficiency that caused that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, magnesium
Justin,
is so...
I wanted to say...
Oh, please,
you recommended, you know how we were talking about Epsom salt baths, you know, and it's what's funny is I love how you were like, I wish this, you know, hot tub existed where I could get all my therapies in one. at the same website where I got those herbs, I also did a search for what you recommended, which was you said that magnesium chloride was better than just regular Epsom salt.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the flakes you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And this stuff is amazing. I got a 5-pound bag. And wow, like I'm not just taking it orally, but I'm sort of infusing my body in this bath, and it's amazing. I'm like, where has this been all my life?
Can you show that again so I can take a look at it?
Of course, yeah. Magnesium chloride flakes.
Nice, nice. Yeah, magnesium chloride is more absorbable, they say, from the research I've looked at, than the magnesium sulfite that they generally have in, or put in baths. So, yeah, that would be, you know what I was thinking when Beck was talking about earlier about the hydrogen, like imagine having like a jacuzzi where you could have it cleaned with ozone, but it's magnesium based like they do in the float tanks. But then you also have hydrogen infused and you have a jacuzzi like that every night. Can you imagine the healing benefits that would be every single night?
Wow. That'd be cool.
That'd be amazing.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. So everyone should be on like a magnesium protocol, you know, Renee, like you're saying that most likely you are deficient, you know, magnesium is required for everything from blinking your eyes to the beat of your heart to all of your autonomic nervous system to all the processes that happens in your body. Magnesium is required to make energy. You can't detoxify heavy metals without magnesium. People want to do heavy metal cleanses, but really they should start increasing their magnesium levels so that they can detoxify heavy metals. And so there's many different forms of magnesium and different ways of getting it in your body. So what I always like to do is recommend like the magnesium baths every night, the magnesium spray. That's typically like a magnesium chloride spray that you can spray on your skin. About 5 sprays twice a day is generally what's recommended. Magnesium.
I bought the flakes and I have lots of big, beautiful aloe vera out there and I was going to mix it with that.
That would be amazing. Magnesium bicarbonate, they say, is the most absorbable. Morley Robbins doesn't recommend magnesium citrate because of the way it affects a certain protein called ceruloplasmin in the body. And that has an effect on your copper levels. So citrate is typically the magnesium you'll get like Calm Water or something like that, that you put the powder in your water and it tastes really good. But that's the only kind of form that he doesn't recommend is magnesium citrate, and the glycinate and the bicarbonate. These are all forms that you can take with your food and as a liquid supplement. I'm telling you guys, if you get on the magnesium protocol, it will change your life. It's incredible.
Can you get too much? Can you take too much?
You can. Yeah, you can definitely take too much. It's not really too much in as much as your body's broken, so it doesn't know how to absorb it correctly. And so you'll get the runs when you go to the bathroom kind of thing, and it'll give you loose stools. But that's just because our body has been so deficient in it for so long. So magnesium bicarbonate is one of those ones where you want to start slow. Like I do 1 ounce twice a day. And I was doing 1 ounce 3 times a day and it really wrecked my gut. Didn't wreck my gut, but it was like, wow. So,
I started at 4 ounces. It ain't done nothing.
Wow. Magnesium bicarbonate?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. That's incredible. Did you make it like I showed in the video, or did you buy some of those other products?
I bought it.
Okay. The concentrate.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad you're on that. And there's different like glycinate and malate. Those are all good substances. They all do different things because they're chelated to different amino acids. So they all have different effects on the body, but we should all have like, when we wake up in the morning, we should be thinking, okay, I got to make sure to get my magnesium today, because if you don't, a lot of downstream biological processes just don't work right.
Could that be the neuropathy in my feet from that too?
Oh my gosh. Of course. Yeah. Cause what it affects almost 42% of your metabolism.
Doctor, practitioner of healing.
I'm reading Bridget's.
Works timelessly to help others and brings hope.
Oh, I love that.
Not many guys left that way, though.
No.
So that's the real definition of a doctor. You know, I get patients in here all the time, and they say, you know, they're afraid to question the doctor. And I'm like, well, that's backwards way of thinking, because if anybody has a question here, I actually respect them more because they care just as much. So anyway, my office is not set up like a doctor's office. It's like a home. You can say hi to everybody here. Everybody say hi. Hi.
Hi. Wow. Hey, Bridget, can you do me a favor and could you put a link to your website in the chat room for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'll put it in there right now. But I think it's important that people know that there are other people out there that take a different approach. And this is what I tell people. I said, if people have to come in here until the day they die for my treatments, then I'm the same as any other office, because I'm not healing anything. I'm promoting your illness at that point. So I joined this group. I'm actually, Justin, I don't know if you can tell me this, but is John Bergman doing the cruise this year?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't know. I know he's going to be doing a live once a month, on here the third Sunday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific. But I haven't heard anything about the cruises because of this whole crazy.
But I do give all my patients links to John Bergman, depending on what they're going through. I have people all the time. They get freaked out when I talk to them about blood pressure. I'm like, listen, if it's high, let it be high. If it's cholesterol's high, it needs to be. And they can't grasp that concept of not thinking inside the typical realm of healthcare. Yeah. They don't understand it. But then when they get better, they are like, I'm shocked. And then the best part is when they go back to their regular practitioner and they're doing better, and the practitioner goes, no, I don't believe it. What don't you believe? They're much better. How do you not believe it? But that's the typical healthcare system.
Right.
It's absolutely backwards.
Yeah, it's so crazy too. And it's kind of gotten into the natural side as well, because when people talk about, like you said, Bridget, for high blood pressure, they just want to take a pill. But, you know, there's connections here to the thyroid, to vitamin D levels, you know, to heavy metals. And, you know, if you're loaded, for example, if someone's loaded with heavy metals because they're deficient in magnesium and they can't detoxify those heavy metals, one of the body's reactions is to create high blood pressure. But when you go to a doctor, they're just going to want to put you on a pill. They have no idea there's a connection between the thyroid, vitamin D, heavy metals, and high blood pressure. They just never heard of that before.
Well, cholesterol elevates, right? Because it's an antioxidant. It needs to elevate. It's your body's defense mechanism. It's got to elevate. Mm-hmm. If you have thick ragu blood, don't you think it has to pump a little bit harder? That's what I tell people. I'm like, think of it like that. If you have thicker blood, a lot of people on testosterone therapy, it raises their hemoglobin, hematocrit. If your blood's thicker, it's going to have to pump a little harder. You don't shut that down, then adequate blood flow does not get to the organs that need it to survive. It's very simplistic. It is not rocket science at all. It is what it is, but you're absolutely right. The body works synergistically. The body responds the way it needs to respond.
I know. Yeah. And I think that, you know, doctors, I mean, we all know this, we're speaking to the choir here, but medical doctors just don't have time to look, you know, connect any dots. And that's the thing. All this stuff is intimately connected to each other. The thyroid is related to high blood pressure, but that's something that no doctor is ever going to put together. But, you know, that's why I think, Renee, you're in an interesting position right now, and you're in the position that Beck is in, where it's coming to a point where now you're thinking, okay, like, it's about prevention. It's about learning and figuring out some solutions. And what can I do with the money that I have and the resources? And how can I get on top of my health and build an environment around me that sustains my health? And when you start focusing on these things, you can push off any sort of, you know, medical issues for a lot longer, because you're getting healthier day by day. And that gives you complete power and control, you know, and it's like a snowball. So the better you feel, the more energy you have, the more you're motivated to take care of yourself, and it keeps going and going and going. And there's power in becoming your own doctor. You know, it's amazing.
So yeah. Justin, my niece is like, she's 28 and they put her on high blood pressure meds. So you think it has to do with her thyroid? I mean, her mother passed away, so she was going through it, but they have her on high blood, and I told her to get off the high blood pressure meds.
Well, that's probably the smart thing to do. What I like about what Dr. Bergman says too is that, you know, this is a metabolic response to your environment. And Dr. Cruz, who's a medical doctor, a neurosurgeon, says this too. He says, you know, it's more about your environment than the foods you eat or anything else. Your body's adapting to your environment. So if I were your niece, I would look at heavy metals. I would look at thyroid and vitamin D levels. And, you know, she wants to look at, 125D, not the active form of D, and not just the storage form of D, because that's not indicative of your levels. And so, you know, if D and A are related, so D regulates A and A regulates D. And so those two fat soluble vitamins are interconnected as well. So it becomes the type of thing where, like, unless you're like us, you kind of are interested in these things. But if you're just a layman, I totally understand, you know, like your niece, 26, 28 years old,
right,
her mind, she's not going to think, oh, that sounds cool, I want to work on my thyroid. It's easier just to take a pill and then complain about the side effects later, you know.
Right.
But Yeah, it's definitely everything's interconnected. And that's what I love about Dr. Bergman's work is like, there's not these isolated things, you know, everything is connected.
I gave her his blood pressure book when she was here. I said, read this. So but then she left. And so I never really got to talk to her about it. She's still on the high blood pressure. So
well, go on to our dashboard page. We have a link to blood pressure and there's a course we have on it along with other resources of other doctors talking about it. And, you know,
I know I watched them years ago, but when I first started, so I should watch them again.
Oh, I like this website name, Bridget. Thrive Med Center. That's a cool name. I love that.
So Justin actually stands for treating holistically through intravenous vitamin enrichment.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah. So you know what I was going to tell you? I wanted to comment on this. So I used to tell people all the time, you know, it's not doctors, physicians' fault on how they practice because they're controlled by insurance companies. They have 15 minutes with a patient, regulated to addressing only two symptoms in a visit. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, and what they're taught in medical school is funded by pharmaceutical companies. But then I changed my mind on that. I said, if somebody practices for 15, 20, 30 years, and they have a 99% failure rate, you suck at what you do, I'd close my damn door. If 99 out of 100 people died, I failed and I should look into something else. But everybody takes an oath to do what's best for the patient and they don't stand by that. So if you have data, all doctors that have a practice have their own data because they see multiple patients. Why are you not changing what you're doing? That is their responsibility.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying too. And it's really difficult for these doctors because not only do they not have enough time, but they're being bombarded from the medical, you know, establishment, from their colleagues, from insurance companies. And it's just like, they are in a difficult spot. And I definitely wouldn't want to be a medical doctor in today's world for sure, because the patients are becoming more informed. And that's a real issue for doctors.
We can find out. They can find out. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to give them any excuses anymore. Bridget's right. You know? They need to get their act together.
I agree with Bridget. It's ridiculous to me that you go to a doctor and they write you a prescription and you can come home and Google it and you can say, I'm not taking this stuff. I mean, you can, and it's like they get a pass because, you know, the pharmaceutical and all that.
Well, they're protected by that as well. It's crazy. I have to tell you this story. So I do quite a bit of Lyme disease here, and that's a true pandemic. I specialize significantly on Lyme disease, cancer, autism. I do the majority of my training with doctors out of Germany because they treat to heal. It's not a money-driven industry. I had a guy, so there's 300 bands of Lyme disease worldwide, 200 prevalent here. But it mimics every autoimmune disease. It mimics certain types of cancers. It mimics ALS, Lou Gehrig's, and Parkinson's disease. I've had three patients in the past 30 days come in here with Parkinson's diagnosed over 10 years ago. And they didn't have the classic signs of, you know, even John Bergman talks about it, forward head carriage, certain specific things that a true Parkinson's patient will have, which is still just a name that they call something. But so I tested all three of these patients, ended up having 3 to 5 significant neurological bands of Lyme disease with no classic symptoms of Parkinson's, but their Parkinson's symptoms were created from medications prescribed. Right. So this guy came in and he took his blood results to his neurologist here in Tampa. And she said, that's not true. You have Parkinson's. I was like, well, what the hell is that? I'm not kidding you. I said, she looked at him and said, no, it's not true. She's lying to you. I'm like, I'm not the lab. I draw and I send it out. And here is the results. You can't get a false positive on Lyme disease, but you know how to properly check for Lyme disease. Yep. I check for every single strand of Lyme disease, not just a Lyme antibody. And she looked at me and said, no, it's not true. You have Parkinson's, not Lyme disease.
They put him on Parkinson's and 3 years later, I find out that he didn't have Parkinson's.
He probably had Lyme disease. It mimics every autoimmune disease.
One of the palsies he had. They gave him medication. So he started having symptoms that were of Parkinson's because of the medication. So it's just,
That's the case with most medications, even down to Propecia, which is for hair loss. Number one side effect is hair loss. Is this like, are we in La La Land? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Literally. Right. Number one side effect of long-term use of Propecia, which you're taking to grow hair, is the loss of hair. They're stupid. It's literally so ignorance.
Yeah.
It drives me insane.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Just yeah, a few comments.
Give them a pass anymore. It's too. Did anybody watch High Wire Thursday?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Well, they had a really, really. Okay, so there's a doctor. I think he's in Germany, or, but he wrote to everyone on LinkedIn, all the professionals on LinkedIn, to tell them not to enforce this vaccine. That he's basically talking about the cytokine storm. That once this, everybody gets this, they're going to get sick, and then it's going to be all bad. So
is this the one entitled "The Biggest Experiment Ever Done"?
Justin, I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar. It's the it's just that Dell put, this is the most important interview you're going to ever watch. Something okay. like that. Wait a minute. I have the thing that they sent me from Highwire.
I want to put a link in the chat room for this, because if you guys haven't listened to his podcast or watch it, it's really worth watching.
They always send all the, okay, so the doctor warns of the potential COVID vax disaster. So I'll put it in the chat room, but I can say it also. It's bit.ly/3VFKVHG.
KV8G?
KVH, lowercase HG.
Okay.
I don't know if those matter, the upper and lower, because I just put them, I don't pay
attention. Let me try to find that.
Okay.
You know, Justin, I told you my daughter started working for Pam Popper.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Pam
says the same thing. She said when they release this next virus, that the people that got vaccinated are going to be in big trouble.
What did she say?
She thinks they're going to release another. She thinks they're going to, you know, have another virus coming out. I don't know, the son of COVID or whatever. Uh-huh. And the people that got vaccinated are going to be in big trouble. That's her theory.
The doctor's saying that the reason we're having the mutations and the higher mutations where they're not, you know, we're not going to be able, it's because of the vaccine, and that we were stopping normal immunity from happening and keeping the kids in and all that stuff. And that they're getting to be so hard to fight that those people are going to die from those mutations.
Mm-hmm.
The people that got the injection.
Yeah, these are medical experiments that people have no idea. I mean, the very fact alone that this has not been approved by the FDA should tell people. And most people think that it has been approved, and that's their first downfall right there. But then if you tell them, well, it hasn't been approved by the FDA, it's released as an emergency use authorization, they've got so much trust, this blind trust in this organization, that they'll still say, okay, well, if it's been, you know, authorized for emergency use, then I'll trust it. And these, you know, it's a total, you know, this is a software program that we're injecting into our RNA and into our DNA. And it's causing our DNA to be expressed in different ways. And I'm definitely, you know, I can't imagine what's going to happen to most of these people, you know.
This is an interview that Dr. Fauci did with this Mexican actor who was asking him questions, and he asked him about the emergency use authorization versus being approved.
Uh-huh.
So I'm putting that one next to this one. Just
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's you know, I know people that have gotten the vaccine twice, and I keep hearing horror stories of people dying, and you know, there's over 1,100 deaths that they say on VAERS, which you could look up, and you know, if someone wants to get these things, I mean, that's on them, you know, but definitely not something I want to do.
Well, my daughter, Pam Popper, she does part time for her, but she also works part time at a dialysis center. They gave that to all the dialysis people in that center. And my daughter's the only one that won't get it. All the workers have gotten it, and they're shaming her for it and yes. calling and educate it. And, my daughter sent me the agreement that the patients have to read. And it says on there, the FDA has not approved of this. I think it was Moderna, and they're giving it to those dialysis patients.
Well,
I'm beyond, I'm a radio show host, and I'm beyond words. I have no idea. What the yeah. state that?
Well, it must be true. They are trying to depopulate. You want to believe that's not true, but they have to. That has to be their agenda.
So, Beck, I like what you said, and Renee was talking about this too. I think the crux of this whole thing is, like, Renee's in between doctors right now, and she's working on a bunch of different things, you know? And Renee, or Beck, what you were saying is, like, you are your own doctor. And I think that the biggest takeaway for this, for me, you know, today, is that we all need to work on prevention, lifestyle, environment, and work on sustaining our health in ways that make sense, that we can do, that where we can make little changes and start investing in our health. So instead of buying, you know, a new car or some new fancy clothes or whatever else, if we are going to be moving into this COVID world like this, we need to start investing in our own health, the food that we eat, altering and changing our environment so that we're not sick, because we don't want to end up in a hospital. You do not want that at all, because you give all your rights that way. You know,
yeah.
So a lot of us, you know, some of us have moderate amounts of money. Some have more time. Some have less money. Some have more money. Some have less time. Whatever you have, we should be learning and investing in our own health. And that's why I'm a big advocate of altering your environment, because that's so easy to do and it requires zero discipline. You know, like, I'm wearing these blue blockers. Mm-hmm. We should all be wearing blue blockers and blocking blue light. Something we haven't even talked about today. Talk about one of the biggest impacts on your mitochondria. If your mitochondria are tanked, it doesn't matter what kind of food you eat. You can't make energy. So the biggest impact on your mitochondria is the light that we're exposed to. And so, you know, we have to start becoming vigilant, because if we end up in a hospital, it's game over. You know, not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. So really look at your lifestyle and your environment and figure out where you can make some easy changes. Like we're talking about before, those herbs, $100 will last you 6 months. That's a great investment. You know?
Justin, real quick for you.
Go on.
Yeah. Isla, what?
what's your expertise with, I know they put like cornstarch in clothing, right? So I get like, my shirts pressed at the dry cleaners. And I've been doing it for like 6-7 months, but I got like hives under my chest and like lower my stomach. And I'm just assuming if they're putting starch on it, it may be causing, you know, an allergic reaction somewhere in my body. It's not sure, because the cornstarch is corn and corn is obviously toxic. So I'm just trying to put the two together. Maybe that's the only thing that's different.
Yeah, someone else might have some better resources. The only thing I know about when it comes to that is looking for, you know, organic options when it comes to that. So I know there's like in our area, there's places that use organic ingredients and methods, you know what I mean? But that definitely.
But just to heal it, I don't know, you know, for like skin, for like hives and stuff. It's just strange. Obviously, you got to take away the problem first.
If I were you, I would work on your magnesium. I would work on your copper and your vitamin A. Copper is really integral for autoimmune response. You know, so if you're having an allergic reaction, copper, bee pollen, beef liver, whole food vitamin C, oysters. You can, you know, take these things in supplement form too. They're really high in copper. And like for example, the MTHFR. It's methyl transferase, and then I forget what the HR stands for, but the transferase, that's a copper dependent enzyme, and it doesn't work without copper. And so if you're deficient in copper, your autoimmune response could be higher. So it's, you know, and so I would bring in some of those. Vitamin E, really, really good for your skin. So I would work on some of those, but mainly just get rid of the, you know, try to find organic options.
Yeah, I told not to put starch anymore. I'm assuming it's that, but you know, it's not everywhere. It's like under my chest and lower stomach and
can somewhere. Can you buy an organic option and take it to them and tell them to use that product?
I'm sure I could, but honestly, they can just wash it. It's just because they make like the shirt stiff by putting cornstarch on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just told them like, hey, don't use starch anymore because I think I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
Wear a t-shirt.
Huh?
Wear a t-shirt.
I know, that's my thing. I said, let me wear a t-shirt for next like 2 weeks, see if it goes away, so I can identify the problem. Because if it doesn't go away, that means it's not the dry cleaners, it might be something else, right? That's causing this allergic reaction, which I don't have any allergies. So that's a good call, you know, and they use like an organic, bio-friendly, laundry powder because the powder lasts much longer than the liquid. Liquid runs out like in a week. Powder lasts for like, you know, a month.
You know, you could do too. It could be like a liver issue as well, because the liver has over 500 functions. So it could be a liver issue or it could be a gut issue. So I'd be curious if you upregulated your liver health by doing maybe some coffee enemas or some castor oil packs and taking some liver supplement herbs, or working on your gut health and sealing your gut so no proteins end up in your bloodstream where they don't belong. I'd be curious if you did those things, and because theoretically, you know, like you and I could both wear the same shirt and I could get a reaction and you don't. So there's obviously an internal issue going on with one of us. So yeah. I would work on
that. I haven't been eating the cleanest. So yeah, I haven't been cleaning, eating as cleanest as I used to. So maybe, yeah, right. Maybe it is.
Yeah, it could be liver, gut health. But yeah. Yeah, it's difficult, you know. There's so many toxins in our environment. So it's probably, I would guess a liver health.
Liver health.
Yeah, so maybe do some castor oil packs and take some liver-based herbs that you can, you know, sustain your liver a little bit and see what that does.
Yeah, with the packs, you just put castor oil in a cotton pack and just tie it around your body, right?
Yeah.
Overnight,
yeah.
Over the liver?
Yeah, right over the liver and with a hot water bottle to heat it up. But I found a better way. I'll put a link to our store because this is really cool. This is something I'm going to be doing. I've already done it, but I'm going to do it again next month. These are castor oil packs that you can sleep with. And we interviewed the lady that does these.
I remember that. I remember her.
So I would try that.
Okay.
There in the store, yeah.
There she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget what her name was, but she was really into these packs, which is great.
Yeah. It's like
Queen of Thrones or something. What was that? You're talking about that?
Yes. Yes. Her. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See it here. Okay.
Yeah. You know what, that would be something I'd work on.
I was going to tell Ira also, this has happened to me ever since I've been a kid. We would go out in the fields and husk corn. I always broke out from the rubbing on the leaves. Always. I always would wear long sleeves. It's something about that corn. I don't know if it's the sprays they put on it or what, but I'm wondering if it's the cornstarch with you when you were talking. Because I do. Even today, if I go out in the field to husk some corn or get some corn stalks, you know, to make for Halloween or something, I always wear long sleeves. I will break out. And it gets itchy.
Yeah, I wonder what they're spraying on those, on the corn. It's got to be something to do with the spray, I'd guess.
It probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably GMO. Obviously, they're using GMO corn.
Glyphosate.
Yeah. Well, guys, unfortunately, I have to go because I've got a radio show in 10 minutes that I got to do. So...
Anthony,
just a quick one. Who's Dr. Lytle? I heard you mention his name. They sent him away. I want batteries. You got any batteries where I have a source?
Any batteries? What did you say, Anthony?
You got Dr. Lytle. Isn't he the laser guy?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. They put him away, you know.
Yeah. He's in prison.
So I'm looking for batteries for the lasers that I have, and nobody can give me them.
Oh, do you have that Q laser?
I got two of them.
Wow. Didn't it come with a cord that you can plug in and charge?
I don't think it bypasses the battery.
Wow, that's really weird because mine just, I plug it in and it recharges. I don't know about the battery. I think basically now if it dies, it dies. But you may want to research. If I find any resources, I'll let you know because I'm thinking mine is going to die one day too. And I love that thing. So
I know. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Thanks for being here.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say a first hello from Canada.
Al, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I never got through to you. I'm very computer illiterate, so I finally made it. Very glad, and a great group, and you are number one.
Well, we all help each other,
right? Keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Bye-bye.
Love you, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yes, okay. Next week. We'll hear you on the radio show. Have a great one.
Love you guys.
Bye, Justin. Yep. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Love for everybody.
Bye.